Hi, this is Joanne Bicknair with the podcast, It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Once a world champion wrestler, now a champion for Christ. Once the Russian nightmare, now the devil's worst nightmare. And your tag team partner, Nikita Koloff. It's time to man up.
Welcome back. Hey. Nikita Koloff, the devil's nightmare here with the Man Up Show. And I'm excited to... You know, as we have rolled into 2022 in a very strong and powerful way, bringing you a message and hopefully conversations that are impacting your life and maybe others who are listening in to the Man Up Show. And I'm excited today to have in the studio with me a friend of mine that we go way, way back. We're going to talk about that. But Tim Sethna, Tim, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Thank you.
Great to have you in studio today, and we do. You know what? We do go back. Let's just cover that for a minute. We
18 years old.
You were 18 when we met.
Yep.
And of course, it wasn't in a wrestling ring, was it?
No, it was at your gym.
Oh, okay. It was
at your gym.
And you know, I had different names over there. Like I think at one point it was Nikita's Fortress of Fitness.
It was Fortress of Fitness, but I just remember Nikita's Gym.
Some don't know. Some do know, but some don't know that I did have at one point a number of gyms. One, Concord, North Carolina, Denver, North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina. I was in partnership with Gene Legan, who was also a professional wrestler.
I didn't know that.
Yep, we were partners in that, and then eventually kind of got out of that, and then, long story short, just opened a club by myself, which is the one you came to.
Okay.
Central Drive.
Central Drive.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And so you were 18 years old. So tell us about
that.
I wasn't, but
I think I was walking distance to it.
Wow.
But at that time, because of the shape that I was in. You know, the only place I ever walked to was it was from my bed to the bathroom and
okay.
from to the kitchen, and that was most of all. But anyway,
what kind of shape?
The
shape?
Oblong, oval,
oval.
Yeah, so I was in shape. It was just round.
It was A shape.
Yeah, it was A shape, just not in shape.
I've had others tell me, "Hey, round is a shape." I go, "It
exactly.
is. You're just not supposed to be in that shape the way God created
That's true.
Us."
Anyway, yeah.
Go ahead.
But no, and I just I got so tired of it, and at one point, you know. I just got to the point where I thought, I've got to do something about it. When you go into Belk's, and I don't know if you remember Belk's.
I do.
At the mall, there's the worst thing you can do is, the girl that I was dating at the time, we were good friends, but, you know, she goes with me shopping, and, you know, I'm trying to impress her, and it's hard to impress women when you weigh that much. But anyway, and I tried to squeeze on a pair of 44s.
Okay.
And they were too tight, and I thought, oh, man. And so I go back, and... Guy comes up to me. He goes, "Maybe you ought to try these." And he whips up a pair of 52s.
No.
Yeah. And I'm just like, you know, is that a piece of drywall or is that pants?
And you're 18.
I'm 18. Yeah.
18. Okay.
18. And I just got through with high school and
drywall.
And so I like whop, you know, just take him out of his hands. And I said, "Man, I said don't." And I looked around and made sure nobody saw it because it was just embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I threw it down and walked out. And girl's wish, she said, "You know, what's wrong?" And I said, "Nothing. Let's just go home." And now keep in mind, now I had a mean mullet.
Okay.
And so think of Ozzy Osbourne when he was young and fat and fatter than what he actually is. And so it's more like, you know, Pillsbury. With a mullet, and
the Michelin man, is that what
the Michelin man, right? But I don't think I was that ripped up. But and so you know, I got a little bit irritated, and I went down and saw you, and I actually think you might have had hair.
I may have. I did grow it out at one point.
I think
my
you
own
did.
Little mullet. Maybe not as impressive as yours, but.
Yeah. But anyway, so I went in there and met you, but no, it was really shocking to hear you the first time.
Okay.
Because I was used to the Russian accent.
And my English improved quite a bit there.
I bet it did. But, it just shocked me. I thought, wait a minute. You don't sound like you're from Russia. And I thought, okay, I guess it is a wrestling thing. And
so you grew up watching a little bit of wrestling, though.
Back then,
yeah. A little bit, yeah.
When it was good.
Okay, so you were familiar with, I like that, the golden era of wrestling, they call it.
Yep.
So you were a bit of a wrestling fan. So you were familiar with me by that.
You and Ivan, I believe, is what it was.
That's right. Uncle Ivan.
That's right. And I remember the sickle and everything. But
okay, so go ahead.
So anyway, but
you were shocked at
shocked
at the improvement of my English.
Okay. I was, and but I joined up, and the guys that were there, you know, really helped out a lot. A good friend of mine, Michael Bradford, he was into powerlifting and bodybuilding, and got with him and. Just really learned a lot. And actually, it went from about 335 pounds to, I think my lowest weight was ever, was like 215 or 220.
Wow. She went from 335 down to about 215 or so.
And never
because
saw.
Because of Nikita's gym.
No. all because of Nikita.
maybe not. But
you know, there is one thing that you told me, and it stuck in my head, and I think Blake, you know, who worked there
manager.
Later on.
Yeah,
Clint Cannon. You know, he was telling me, he said, it's not, you know, all about the gym. It's 80% nutrition, 20% gym.
What goes past your lips. I try to help people understand that, Tim. They're like, oh, I work off for 10 hours a day. I'm like, it's no, that's just a small part of it.
It's
nutrition, eating, you know, supplementation.
Right.
It's what goes past the lips, most important. So keep
well,
going.
I think they read what is nowadays, they read what's on Facebook and Instagram, and they're, you know, like, well, I got to get the calories. Well, you do, but you don't want to get them from Burger King or McDonald's. And
not the right size fry doesn't quite cut it.
And not the best calories to get or anything.
That's right.
But yeah, so that's where I met you and got started working out. And I've been a little bit lazy about it now, but working everything, so I need to get back in there. And so you need to buy a gym.
I just need to get a gym again.
Yes, you do.
How about my home gym? I'll invite you over to the home gym.
I'll do that. I'll do that.
So at least I'm grateful that I was able to ignite, I would say it that way, a spark in you, an interest for you in better health, and which is amazing. And you know what's interesting about that particular facility or that building, I guess you know this, but fast forward a number of years later, because that
how many years? That was in 87 when I went.
So it would have been about late 80s or so we had that facility. Fast forward to 2004. Now I had at that point I'd already sold that business to one of the gym members at the time.
Yeah.
And sold the business, just wanted to get out of the healthcare business. I thought, I want to stay in healthcare, but I just don't want to own a gym. I don't want to be confined to four walls. Because I was there, Tim, like 10, 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Sometimes 6-7 days a week. Like trying to help people like yourself.
Yeah.
Because I've always just really had a heart for that, a passion for helping people to better health.
Yeah.
You know, certainly initially physically prior to 1993, Post-1993, that would be my salvation year.
Right on.
Then it shifted to want to help people be healthy spiritually. In addition,
so you're still in healthcare.
So I'm still in healthcare. Uh-huh. I've been for many, many years. But fast forward to 2004, and I get a random phone call from a guy named Jay Stewart, who actually has been my pastor for 28-plus years. He says, hey, Nikita, he says, we're planting a new church. I'm like, oh, that's awesome, Jay. Congratulations. You know, yay.
So you knew Jay before this,
Jay and I go back to 1993 when I got saved, 17 October 1993. Yeah, so he's been my pastor the whole entire time.
Wow.
In my eyes, right?
Right.
And so all that to say, he says, yeah, guess what building we got? I'm like, dude, I don't have a clue. He goes, we got your old gym building. I go, get out of here. And he goes, no, for real. And I'm like, he goes, God keeps leading us back to this building. And at the time, it had been shut down, although it still had old equipment in it.
Right.
Some equipment. And he goes, yeah, there's even still some equipment in it, some gym equipment. But he goes, we're going to convert it, man, into the Refuge Church. And I'm like, get out of here. And so I felt led to be a part of it. All that to say, condense the story. I got to literally watch Tim, that building physically transform from a fitness facility, a gym, training physical muscles into spiritual. A church, and watch people get their spiritual muscles trained by Pastor Jay. And it's just paralleled my own life from what I once was to who I am now. And so God just gave me that physical example. And then so many people like yourself, I can't even begin to tell you, in the 10 years we were in that building before we built a new campus in Kannapolis, that said, dude, I used to be a member here, man. Like your cardio was like right over there and your free weights were over here. And I'm like, wow.
I'd actually went there one time and I can't remember what it was, but it was still in the same building. It had not expanded any.
Right.
And I'd seen you there again, and it kind of shocked. I go back to when I met you the first time. You didn't have hair. You were bald because you were just out of the wrestling, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
Still into it. Yes. But when I saw you at church, I didn't know who you were, and because you did have hair.
Yeah.
And it was wavy and black. It had some good hair. And
I had a full head of hair, didn't I?
You did. You
People
did.
Realize I have a full head of hair. Yeah. I just choose to shave it. But
I saw you there and spoke to you again, and then periodically – I think I would see you at Covenant Glasgow dropping your kids off.
Yeah.
Because my youngest son went there for a little bit.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Colby, my youngest daughter, mm-hmm. and Kendra both went to Covenant Classical School in Concord. And that's still there. What a phenomenal education they got. They were taught, of course, your son was young when he went there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they taught him Latin, like in kindergarten, first grade, second grade. They were learning Latin. Like I was still trying to learn English.
I don't remember him learning Latin, but right. he did good. It was tough for him.
Yeah.
It's not an easy school.
No, it's not.
Teachers are phenomenal, though.
Yep, the headmaster, all the teachers just loved Jesus and loved those kids.
Yeah.
And okay, so we'd bump into each other there, and then we didn't see each other for quite a while, and then. Recently, we got...
Well, there was one other time I saw you at another church.
Okay.
During a Christmas play.
Was I in the play?
You were in the play.
I playing a soldier or...
I think you were playing Jesus.
I did play Jesus.
At First Assembly, yeah. And, and I finally caught up with you and my wife and two boys at the time were there, or I know my oldest one was. I don't think my youngest one was born yet, but... And you came up and you talked to us and you prayed for Lawson, my oldest boy. And it meant the world to me. And I don't know that he really understood who you were because he was a lot younger, of course.
Yeah.
It meant a lot to me. And then I didn't see you for a long time until recently.
So, but just a little bit more quick backstory on that. So I played because that's the church I surrendered my life to the Lord in. It's called First Assembly of Concord at the time. It's called something else now, but I played a Roman soldier for like 3 years in that. And this is not like right after I got saved. I mean, I was just on fire for God, right? I want to be in the Easter play, and then back to Jay Stewart again. He had always played Jesus, but for some reason, he was like going to be gone that year, and so the music director goes, "I want you to be Jesus." Now everybody thought he had lost his mind because I'm still about 240 pounds at that time, still kind of jacked, not like the rest of the day, but they're like, who's going to take him off the cross? Somebody's got to carry him off the cross, right? And down a flight of stairs. So I have to honestly say that thought actually crossed my mind. Like, who's going to carry me down without dropping me on my head? Because I got to pretend like I'm dead, right? All that to say, that was one of the most humbling things I'd ever done was portray Jesus in an Easter play. You want to talk about humbling?
That, really? Like, for real, that was one of the most humbling things I've ever had the opportunity to do.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC, the number one.com, because you are number one.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
And so anyway, but so, okay, so fast forward and we run into each other again, of all places, the Refuge Church, yeah. Right?
I'd went there to see a Christmas show.
Okay.
A year ago.
Okay, speaking of Christmas.
Yeah, and I loved it, and we went back for a service, and that's when I heard Pastor Jay, and I was blown away. Absolutely blown away, and the music, just everything about it.
Yeah, the worship. You know, where
felt like I was a little bit stale.
Yeah.
And it's nothing against the church that I went to before. Great church, great people.
A lot of great
church. But just wasn't feeling the fire. I needed something to kind of light me up a little bit.
And you need a spark. You need another spark.
Right. And, okay. And it did, and I asked Pastor Jay, I introduced myself to him, and I asked him, I said, is Nikita still coming here? And he said, absolutely. And he told me where he usually sit. And so I think a couple of weeks went by, and that's when I saw you, spoke to you, and I'd heard about Man Camp, but that's all it was I just heard about it.
Yeah.
And then I got to look into it, and then I saw you again and ask you about it. And and don't hate me when I tell you this, but
every time I
tell somebody about it, and I tell them, you know, Nikita came up to me, and he kept telling me, it'll change your life. And I'm like, okay, you're trying to sell me on it.
Yeah, like, okay.
You know, but you prayed with me, and of course I signed up for it and went, and the words, it'll change your life, doesn't even come close to what it did.
Mm.
It was an experience that I've never felt. I've never, ever been able to let go of some of the stuff that came out of me, you know, when we were sitting down and, you know, we were, I don't want to say confessions, but we were talking.
Conversations,
right.
Just sharing your heart.
It made a difference. And to let that out and to talk about it amongst other men and just feel that weight come off of you was just unbelievable. And, you know, I remember you asked me, how secure are you in your salvation?
Yeah.
And I couldn't answer it.
Mm.
And I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
Mm. You know, and that's when it just came over me.
Yeah.
You know, like a ton of bricks. And it was something I had never felt before.
Yeah.
And the next day, well, I remember that night, though, and, you know, you got 23 other guys that, and I try to explain to people, you know, these aren't small little, you know, nerdy looking guys. These are grown men that, you know, a few of them look like they'd snap your neck if you said something wrong to them.
You don't want to cross them in the woods.
No, definitely not.
Have an orange hat on.
Right. And, you know, to see all those men get around you and put their hands on you and pray over you, you know, it was nothing like I've ever experienced. And the next day when we had our fast day,
you don't want to give too much away here.
I don't.
Okay,
I don't.
Keep going.
But when I decided to let the Spirit lead me to where I was supposed to go, and had that alone time, you know. But
is that
that's when, huh?
That was impactful.
Very impactful. Yeah. Like I'm saying, there isn't words to describe what all happened.
So let me just interrupt you for a second there. So. I mean, obviously, the listeners, those who will hear this broadcast, will sense, I believe, your your emotion and what you really encountered and who you encountered. Mm-hmm. And for those out there listening, what I want to really highlight just for a quick moment is you'd been in church over the years because we've been talking about it. You
absolutely
came to First Assembly, the Refuge, prior to us reengaging just a year or two ago, whatever the timeline is. But anyway, so here you had been in church, but in that setting at camp where you could just draw away, get out of your village, if you will, get away from your comfort zone, your comfort zone, away from cell phones and all the distractions that life throws at us. Mm-hmm. In that setting, God revealed himself in a way that you had never experienced before. And would it be fair to say on that day you drove a stake in the ground in terms of your salvation? And from that moment on, if anyone asks you at this point, are you secure in yourself? There's no hesitation at this point,
not
right?
None.
And you've actually noted the date and the time, I think, right? Yep. What was it?
10:18 at 8:25 p.m. So October 18th, 8:25.
October 18th at 8:25 p.m. Mm-hmm. You drove the stake in the ground.
Drove a stake in the ground, and then you helped me the next day, and that's when I got baptized.
Yeah, and that was such a cool experience, too, to for you to experience water baptism. And I would say to those out there, if you're saved, if you're blood washed, born again, and you've never been water baptized, I want to encourage you to consider doing that and follow in the footsteps of Jesus. I mean, John the Baptist baptized him, and he kind of set a precedent for it. Not that in any way prevents you from entering into heaven, but it's just a step while you're breathing air.
It's another rebirth.
Yeah, well, it's a symbolism, spiritual, right? So it's you're saying to the rest of the world, hey, I've made this inner decision, this internal decision, and here's an outward expression of this inner decision I've made to receive Jesus into my heart, and I want the rest of the world to know. And so I'm going to get baptized in water and symbolizing the burying or the death of the old man in the water and coming out new creation in Christ, right? And that's not to say that it's not still a struggle, because it is. But what a powerful story you have. And, you know, the whole thing about man camp, you know, and you hear it's kind of does sound cliche. It'll change your life. But man, you, it really did.
It really did. And, you know, and I'll make this quick comment. You know, I've always believed in God. And you had made a comment. I got saved in my mind a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it never made its way to my heart.
Yeah.
And that's when it finally made its way to my heart.
And that makes all the difference.
A huge difference.
I think there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that have experienced that same thing, saved in their head. But it's never made the 18-inch trip to their heart, and so they, you know, they just battle and struggle with all kinds of different things that they might not have to, that they could be free of, whether it's addictions or just all kinds of struggles, right? So,
and it makes you understand
the
Bible. I've never read the Bible until now, and now I understand it.
Well, because now the Holy Spirit's living in you, like for real in you, not just in your head, but in your heart. And now it brings revelation so that when you open Scripture, because it's the living word, even though it's a written word, it's still alive. And now it's alive in you as you read it. But let me ask you this, too. I mean, boy, we could talk more and more and more about that. But I do want to talk about this, too. I want to transition real quick about your business, because I love the name of it. It's called Victory
Restoration.
Right. Man, that just parallels your story you just told. You had Victory October 18th, and God restored your life. And tell us real quick about your business. It's location, and how'd you come up with that name?
God gave it to me. You know, I prayed about it for a long time, and he led me to do it. I wanted to be able to have something where I could have the ability to help other people.
Okay.
And I know that sounds probably sounds a little corny, but yeah, it's just what God put on my heart. And but I was with another company, and I didn't leave there because I was too scared. And one of the quick things I was telling you about, you know, I was in Raleigh, and I kept telling God, you know, look, you got to give me a black and white sign. It's just, you've got to tell me. You made me this way. I'm stubborn. Give me a black and white sign that this is what I'm supposed to do. And I leave the office I was at, go to the gym, and a car pulls out in front of me. This got a car wrap on it. And on the back window, it had victorysigns.com. Mm. And I thought, well, there's my sign right there.
You know, literally, there's victory my signs. Sign.
And so we got the gym, thought it was it was coincidence. And on the way back, same car pulls out in front of me. And I still stay stubborn, but, you know, some things happened, and I, you know, finally really paid attention to it. And it's been good. God's been showing me a lot of things. And this year, we're looking forward to a lot of things happening. You know, we focus on roofing and siding.
Okay.
We do gutters and actually do a little bit of stonework, using a different type of method. But and so I'm real fortunate with what's been going on. Hopefully, I'll be able to use it to spread the word out there.
Be a witness. Which I love that. You're a marketplace guy. You're out in the market, but that's where Jesus did most of his ministry, is in the marketplace. He didn't hang out in the sanctuary. He spent time in the sanctuary, but he didn't spend all of his time there or hardly any of his time really in relative to how much he was out in the marketplace. So where can people find more out about Victory Restoration? You have a website?
You can go to Call Victory, C-A-L-L. victory.com, or they can call 704-960-6358.
Victory Restoration
and in Kannapolis.
In Kannapolis, North Carolina, but you travel outside of the city.
The greater part of Charlotte, Charlotte metro area.
Okay. Victory Restoration. Well, your story is a victory in and of itself, restoration. I just love that. Victory Restoration. It not only is your business name, but it parallels now the journey of your life. And I'm so glad that God reconnected us and you made the decision. It's hard, Tim. It's hard for guys to make that commitment when it comes to you. When you ask them to come to camp, like you're saying, you know, you're trying to sell me. Guys don't realize until they actually experience it. That's what Lex and I, you know, we'll tell people is, look, camp is not just an event. You know, it's an experience. Right. The only way you're going to know what it's going to do for you is to make that commitment and come to camp and find out for yourself what God wants to reveal to you as an individual. So for any man out there, you would recommend it. If you're 18 years old, or you'd recommend it to any man, no matter what his age, right? Is that right?
Doesn't matter, because I'm 53. I'll be 54 next Sunday, and you know, so I don't think age really matters or anything, as long as you get it done. You know, but I will tell you, one of the things that I try to do, we try to donate for every job. We try to donate to somebody, and you know, part of that I want to do to the Koloff Ministry, and in the hopes that somebody thinks they can't afford it.
Yeah,
I mean, make that call. We'll figure out a way.
That's awesome, because we do have scholarships and everything else. Tim Sethna, Victory Restoration. Man, I hope you were encouraged by his story today. I know I was, and great to have you on the show, and I look forward to more victories in your future, Tim.
All right, on. Yep.
So thanks for dialing in. Thanks for tuning in to Man Up with Nikita Koloff, and we'll catch you again on another episode. God bless you. God bless you.
If you've enjoyed the Man Up radio show and or the Man Up podcast, well, guess what? It's time to Man Up TV style. That's right. You heard me. 2022, the Man Up TV show, the Man Up show on MorningstarTV.com. That's right. Tune in, dial in to Man Up on MorningstarTV.com.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.